I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, y'all. It's Live 101.5, your morning mess. How you do? It's Joey Boy.
Natasha Castles.
And it's Anish.
On the Celebrity Hotline attending Kidtopia, everybody lose your mind. We got Miranda May.
Yay! Woo! Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, we're great. We've gained a lot of friends and followers on the socials, man, because everyone's trying to get these tickets for Kidtopia. Mm-hmm. It's no surprise to us because you're going to be there. It's not because we're going to be there or anything.
No, I think it's because of you guys.
So how's life right now, Miranda? It seems like you're very, very busy.
It's really good. Yeah, it's busy, but busy is good, so I'm happy.
You've been at this for a while, too.
I have. I started acting when I was 8.
8 years old.
Wow. So did you know after 8 whole entire years that it was like, you know what, I've lived a full life, I want to become an actress?
That's pretty much exactly how it went down.
Now, our very own Natasha Castles, we learn something from each other. Just crazy. We've known each other forever here on the show, and we learn things from each other every day on The Morning Mess. Oh, Natasha, you were talking about how when you were younger, you auditioned and you applied at all these kind of shows growing up.
Yeah, I was obsessed with like all that. Amanda Bynes was like my everything. I wanted to be Amanda Bynes so bad, and I would like ride into shows. I remember this is like, you know, when Dial Up just came out and stuff.
Oh, girl, what's that?
You know exactly what that is.
Yeah, I would write into the shows. I wanted to be Amanda Bynes. Is there someone you looked up to, I guess, at the tender age of 8 years old or just growing up that you wanted to be like?
Well, the complete reason I started acting was because of Lucille Ball. I started watching I Love Lucy.
Oh!
I discovered I Love Lucy, and I sat in my living room, and I studied her for, like, days straight. And then I finally went to my mom. I didn't jump the gun. I, like, made sure. I watched it nonstop. And then I went to my mom, and I was like, you know, I am meant to do what Lucy does. I'm convinced that's it. I need to be an actress.
Who was your Ethel?
I don't know. I guess my childhood best friend Alex is probably my Ethel.
I watched Disney fanatically with my son. We're always watching his shows. He's 12 years old. And I just saw, I think, a commercial with you. Were you, like, running one of the Disney marathons with your mom?
Yes. Disney Princess 5K at Walt Disney World.
Oh, wow.
Like, as soon as I saw the commercial, these freaking commercials work, by the way. So, like, after I saw Miranda's commercial about it, like, I got what we're going to do this summer or next year. We're going to do this.
Wait.
So, it was a 5K or a 10K?
Oh, my gosh, you have to do it. I did the 5K, but they do have a 10K as well.
And you run through the amusement park, right?
Yeah, so basically you get there at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, and you, like, get to run through the park as the sun is rising, and it's so cool. They have, like, characters throughout.
I'm like freaking out right now. I mean, I know they do like the Disney marathons and whatnot, but I didn't know there was like a Disney Princess 5K, which I'm so fascinated about right now. So do you guys dress up as Disney princesses and whatnot?
Yes, everybody dresses up. Oh my gosh, yes. You literally get to pick whatever you want to be, and everybody goes all out. I could not believe this guy did this, but he dressed up as the Beast.
Oh, yes. That sounds very nice.
This is so cool. Okay, let's continue on this. Yeah. What do you dress up as?
It was so fun. I would tell anybody to do it. I had a blast.
Okay, next time you go, please invite us because we'll all go. I mean, no promises on us getting there at the same time. Like, I don't know if I'll be able to finish in time.
Well, what princess are you going to dress up as, Anish?
Obviously, Princess Jasmine.
All right. Natasha?
I don't know. It's like between Belle and then there's...
Girl.
I love Belle. Belle's like one of the coolest ones. And then there's a Little Mermaid because I just want to have red hair.
Right. Miranda, did you dress up as one of the princesses?
I did. I dressed up. I was inspired by Rapunzel, and my mom was inspired by Cinderella.
Oh.
Whoa. Rapunzel must have been fun with all the hair. Probably hard to run in.
I didn't have like the long hair because, yeah, that would have been just a hot mess with me. But I just curled my own hair, and then... My mom, like, she had a little tiara on top of her hat. It was so cute.
Oh.
If you're just tuning in, we got Miranda May hanging out with The Morning Mess. You're going to be here at Kidtopia. You're going to be there hosting. We just talked to Cody Veith, and oh, my God, this kid is so excited to meet you.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah. Me and my, like, again, I watch a lot of Disney with my 12-year-old. We're a big fan of A Walk the Prank, and we talked to him, and he's like, you're the only one from all the Disney stars. He hasn't met. He's so excited to meet you.
Oh, my gosh. gosh, I'm like blushing right now. That's so sweet. I can't wait to meet everybody. Like, these events are the best for me because I love meeting whoever's watching our show.
Right. How do fans approach you? Because I think sometimes we all fan out. Like, we're all fans of somebody. Uh-huh. And we have a lot of people wanting these tickets. They're dying to meet you. They're dying mm-hmm. to go to Kidtopia. What's the best way to approach you as a fan?
I mean, just come up and say hi. I think, like, it's so hard for me sometimes whenever I can see someone. And I try not to scare kids, you know, because they're, like, they'll get really excited, but they're shy. So I don't want to, like, overwhelm them. But it's so hard for me when they won't come up and say hi because that's all I want. I love meeting them.
Oh, that's so sweet. So you don't need to get bribed with anything? I saw on your Instagram that you're, like, obsessed with pizza.
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, my God. After doing, like, a 5K, like, at Disney World, what's, like, the best kind of pizza to eat after doing something like that?
After the 5K, I mean, I'd probably just go classic pepperoni, but my last pizza I had was a barbecue chicken pizza.
All right, here's an age-old question. I got to ask you something. If you're a pizza connoisseur, Miranda May, with or without, do you put pineapple on your pizza?
If it's a Hawaiian pizza, yes. Any other kind, no.
No, don't do it. I don't understand the whole pineapple on pizza thing. I don't get it.
I mean, it's cool. I'm not mad at it, but I'm with you. Nah. My favorite is the barbecue chicken pizza. Thin crust, it's lit.
I'm with that. That's like
exactly.
a meat thing.
I'm not mad at the pineapple thing. If it's my choice, I don't put it on, but if someone has Hawaiian pizza, I'm okay with it.
Because, I mean, a pizza is a pizza is a pizza.
yeah, I mean, if pizza's in front of me, I'm probably going to be eating it.
So for your new fans, obviously we're going to meet a lot of new fans when you come out here to Phoenix, Miranda. What are you working on right now? What's on your plate?
Right now, I actually just got done shooting a really cool project with Disney that involves some prom inspiration.
Ooh.
I like that.
It was like my first opportunity to do something like that, like on the style side of things. So I'm excited for you guys to see that. That will probably come out later this month.
Oh, just in time, too. Did you happen to go to prom yourself?
I actually did not get to go to prom. I was homeschooled, but I did get to go to a prom on the Liv and Maddie set.
So it's kind of, you relived it and everyone did it together.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, after they shot, like, their prom episode, they invited everybody to, like, an actual prom on their set.
Aww. Because I'm sure you're not the only one that didn't get to experience prom. So this was literally, like, your family, school set. So that's really cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Did you get, like, the whole experience with, like, the corsage and, like, a date? Or was it just like, hey, everyone just come together after shooting this? Let's have some fun.
I didn't do a corsage, but I did have, like, just the whole experience of dancing with friends. They had, like, a photo booth and a DJ, so it was cool.
So if somebody needs a prom date, you're saying that you might be available?
Yes, extremely.
Extremely?
Just bring a pizza. Pizza corsage. We're doing pizza corsage this year.
Asking for a friend.
That's genius.
Well, we can't wait to meet you and all your fans. Kidtopia. The date of Kidtopia again is...
April 22nd.
April 22nd. Miranda, have you been to Phoenix before?
I have not.
Oh, perfect.
She's coming at a perfect time.
Yes.
It's great weather right now.
July, August, we might be like, yeah. It's going to be beautiful weather. We can't wait to meet you. Thank you so much for taking out time of your busy schedule. And we'll have some pizza when you show up. We promise, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I cannot wait to meet you guys, too. Yay. Y'all are so fun.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see you soon.
All right. See you guys.
Give it up, Miranda May.
Bye. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.